The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The sounds of Southland right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm your host Tom Moana, and welcome to another broadcast. Yes, welcome to another show of the sounds of Southland right here on Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. What's in store this week? Well, I'm going to tell you about some tech issues. I'm also going to tell you about the Velodrome. Yes, the Velodrome. We did a gig there last week on Sunday. We did a gig there last week on Wednesday. And it was all for the same thing. But we're going to do a deep dive into the Velodrome and how we did sound at the Velodrome. Yeah. Hey, if you want to find this show and other shows just like this, there are some great places where you can check them out. Check out accessmedia.nz, and there you will find a lot of shows like this one and more, especially cultural shows, first language shows. You can find all of those on accessmedia.nz from around Aotearoa. What else can you find? You can find on radiosouthland.org.nz locally made content, and it is pretty good stuff too. There are a wide range of shows. If you want to find out what those shows are, check out radiosouthland.org.nz and just hit the programs tab and see what is there. There is so many things for you to check out, and I recommend quite a few of them. I just can't remember the name because I just press play. Also, did you know they've got a live player as well? So if you're in one of those places that has limited reception and you want to hear more of local content, then jump onto radiosouthland.org.nz and click that Listen Live button. From there, you'll be able to hear what is playing all day, every day, while it's happening. Pretty cool stuff, right? Especially after, 8 o'clock, when you get into some of the wider range of music. In fact, Millsy, Carl Mills, Millsy, he does a pretty cool show, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, and it's got some great music behind it, too. Get in and check those shows out. The Fluffy Slipper Lounge always has something pretty fun to listen to. And Darren and Lyndall Ludlow, they do a really good job. It's entertaining, and it does have some pretty cool stuff in there too. In fact, every time they seem to go on holiday, there's a new music influence that comes in behind the show. And you end up going, huh, I didn't know about this song, but I kind of like it. So you can travel along with them and take that musical journey from whatever country they've gone on holiday in. Plus a whole lot more. There's local stuff that they talk about as well, which is pretty neat. Little events. One thing I did miss out on last week, which I very do much apologise to Lyndall, is I haven't really been using my book face that much lately, and I missed the invitation to go to the 80s night party. Man, I was gutted. So I didn't see, I didn't see the invite, which, that's my fault for not using socials. But then I saw a picture of them all dressed up in the 80s gig, and I'm like, oh, that looked like fun. Oh, well, that was last week. We're on a new week, and we've got some cool things to look forward to. In fact, we've got the new track from Sam Cullen. That one's coming up just a little bit later on. also, If you do want to check out what Sam Cullen's up to, he is down in Invergiggle in the next couple of weeks. In fact, he is also shooting a video clip down here, which is going to be really fun. And then he's got his live show, I think, at Guiducci. I'll have to check on that before I play his song. But it is out there and you can go and see him. In fact, just look up Sam Cullen Music on the old Bookface and there you will find what you're looking for. Then you'll find out where all his ticket dates are. Especially if you're like, okay, maybe I won't make it to Invercargill, but I will make it to maybe Dunedin or wherever he is. Anyway, that's on the 22nd of November at the Guiducci Brewery. Check it out. He is doing his new album tour. And last week, he released a new single. So we'll talk about those just a little bit later on. Anyway, I'm blabbering on, so let's go find some music. Why not start off with a little bit of momentum? This is Bridges on the Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM.
Feel the way I feel. deception. That's what you brew, a sad concoction. I have tasted well. I saw the signs, but I should have heard the bell. I should have.
Radio Southland, we're proud to play Kiwi music, and we want to play even more Southland music. So, if you're a Southland musician and you've produced some of your own original music, I want to hear from you. If you've got a song you think we could play, then bring me a copy along with a brief description of yourself and why you think we should play it. Drop me an email to Darren, that's D-A-R-R-E-N, at radiosouthland.org.nz, and let's sort out a time to talk. Playing more of Southland and New Zealand on air, we are Radio Southland 96.4.
Well, I'd be waiting in line. Like a veteran moon, like a crooked cop or a bad tycoon, like a predator in high noon. Chrome belt buckle gleams as he rides upstream.
Inside.
The Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM. I'm your host, Tom Moana, and welcome to the show. Yes, I was going to tell you about some technical hiccups, some little technical blahs. So, at my studio at home, I have a PC. And this PC, well, in 2015, it was kind of the bee's knees. It was powerful, it was fast, it was grunty. But now it's on its last legs. Yep, I didn't even know if I was going to be able to make a show this week because I couldn't even get my PC to turn on. And if it was going to turn on, it took about 10 to 15 minutes for even it to load up. Now, one of the problems was my data drive is going tick, tick, tick. We don't want stuff like that, so I'm going to have to move to something more SSD-based because those hard disk recorders, well, they've got moving mechanical parts, and mine are old. They are old. They are 2015 old. So I have found a wee place in Invercargill that I was interested in trying out. So I went and made a visit to Orion PCs, where they have hooked me up. So, later on this week, I'll be able to go in, drop off my tower, because that's the only thing that we're going to reuse, is the tower, and then swap all the insides out for all brand new stuff. I mean, we're talking hard processors, we're talking extra RAM in the DD5 realm, and we're talking new motherboard, power supply, all these bits and pieces. So, basically, it's going to look like an old crappy thing that no one's going to break in and steal, and all the insides are going to be woo. Now, why did I have to do this? Well, apart from my PC dying and not being able to load up, not being able to open up, so I may have put too much pressure on my old computer. I said to it, right, we're going to process 160 gig of audio in one go. So we're talking 32 channels. Now, 32 channels, you may know this as each channel is a different instrument or microphone. Each one of those channels requires a bunch of different processing things, like EQ, like parallel compression, multi-band compression, buses to other buses that have other bits and pieces put on it, like stereo wideners, different compressors, different limiters, different everything. So that was what I did to it. I was like, right, here's 160 gig worth of tracks, 32 multi-tracks in total, each one of those requiring 4 to 5 different processors, and then bust off to another thing where it's got maybe 2 or 3 processors on it, then out to the master bus where it's got the mastering chain and things like that. So there is a lot of processing power needed. Now, the box on the DAW, the digital audio workstation, says you need a minimum of 8 gig of RAM, but it is recommended that you have 32. Anyway, so I didn't have enough processing power. I killed my PC by accident. It still loads up, just takes forever to do it. And it still plays the tracks that I need it to play, just not very well. So I've got digital clipping going on because the performance isn't there either. So the PC itself is just going, nah, can't do it. And when it does that, it's going, grrr, digital clipping, can't do anything, processing power. And so that little glitch that it's having is also transferring over to the audio. So say like now that I'm recording in, at any one time it could go, nah, can't do it. And you may have just heard it then because it did just do it. I mean, how's that for timing? So that's what it's been doing. It does that. And that's not what you want when you're processing out audio. So, for example, I may be mastering, bouncing something out, getting it ready to send anywhere. And it just can't do it. So right now I'm watching it and it's going tick, tick, tick. It is not having fun. So this week we're getting a brand new PC and it's going to have some pretty cool bits and pieces to it as well. In fact, I was like, hey, can we make sure that the motherboard that we pick has at least 1,000 megabytes per second for the old interwebs? Because currently this one only has a Wi-Fi card of 100 megabytes per second. I mean, what's the point in having fast internet if the motherboard or the cards are not going to be able to do it? Now, I do have one little thing that may go wrong with this new PC build, because I use FireWire. And FireWire is old technology for data transfer, or for running my my interfaces. So now you can get them all USB 3. You can get all Thunderbolt. You can get all these new ones, and they're awesome. And I still run the old school tech of FireWire because I love it. It's not primitive, but it's still pretty cool. Anyway, let's get into some more music. That's my PC issues for the week. It is one thing after the other. But looking forward to having a new PC. Hey, don't forget, coming up soon, we've got the new track from Sam Cullen. We'll play that one for you shortly. And I'm going to tell you about the gigs at the Velodrome. What's been going on at the Velodrome? Well, I'll tell you about that very soon. But for now, this is Lachlan Hickford with the track Entropy, right here on the Sounds of Southland, Radio Southland's 96.4 FM. Thank you.
can hear this, imagine people could hear you. At Radio Southland, making radio is easy, and we'd love to have you give it a try. If you're part of a group that needs to tell people about what you're doing, if you have philosophies or a point of view that you'd like to share, or you've just always wanted to share your favourite songs, talk to us, and soon you could be talking to our listeners. Give me a call. I'm Darren Ludlow, Station Manager at Radio Southland. We're in the White Pages, Google, Facebook, and online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Find your voice with Radio Southland.
Yeah. in something real and tangible. Not to be left behind in a roasting
That was a hard ask. Yes, that was the hard ask, brought to us by Simon Thompson from his album Pay Your Dues. Man, I really like that album. If you are looking to get a copy of it, get in touch with Simon because he does have a copy. I believe it is all digitized as well. But there's nothing like having a hard copy these days. It's pretty awesome. And they do sound pretty good too. I'm just waiting for it to come out on vinyl, but that may be a special request, and it may be one where I take the disc and send it to the vinyl guys and go, please make me a copy of this. Hey, I really do like that. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the Velodrome. Interesting. So what are your thoughts on a Velodrome? In your mind, you picture a Velodrome, an indoor one, and what do you see? Well, there's a round track. And it's made of wood, and that wood is polished, and it's got a lacquer over it, and it is very shiny. It's also that oddly shaped. It's very high-banked walls on the back and front, and the two sides are a little bit shallower. But what's that going to do to sound? Well, it pings it around quite a bit. The Velodrome was an interesting mix. Yes, they did carpet the whole thing, kind of helped. They did leave up all the curtains all the way around the Velodrome itself, so that kind of helped a little bit as well. It had some interesting things to it. So one of my ways of fighting all of those things was to use the in-house speakers all the way around the outside as like a fill, like a satellite speaker, and it worked really, really well. The sound was bouncing back and forward, back and forward, back and forward, but by being able to use those satellite speakers, we were able to keep that front of house volume down so it's not going to throw all the way to the back. Just imagine it pointing down and then hits that shiny thing, bounces up to the roof and then bounces back down. It was interesting. And there was a lot of, well, slapback and fast reflections and things like that. Was it a good show? It was a great show. The bands, there was a multi-band thing. In fact, it was the TY end of year function at the Velodrome. Stage, lights, food, and more food, and delicious desserts that I never got to because they sold out very, very, it seems to be that the desserts went first and then, you know, everybody got their mains, but, oh, very, very cool. Great setup and nicely well done. Even the guys from Plants Plus were there and did some decorations around the whole venue, so that was really neat. Big props to John and his wife for their work in keeping the venues looking pretty awesome, because they do a lot of venue work. Absolutely great event, and yeah, the Velodrome. It was interesting mix. But would I do it again? Yes. Would I take big bands? Yes. Anyway, here's a track. Here's a track we can look forward to. This is Nightcrawlers with Burn the Witch, right here on the Sounds of Southland Radio, Southland's 96.4 FM.
We'll be right back.
Right, all right, all right. That was Night Crawlers with Burn the Witch. We've got Sam Cullen's track coming up for you next. It's called Better Than Anything. Just make sure I can see the full title. Yeah, Better Than Anything by Sam Cullen. If you are looking for something to do on the 22nd of November, get in touch with Gaducci or Sam Cullen Music, and there you'll be able to find out where you can get your tickets from to go in and check out that live show. Now, earlier I was talking about the Velodrome, and yeah, what an interesting show, what an interesting mix. Now, the first night, it was a Wednesday night, so they split this particular show over two nights, one so that the day shift can go, one so that the night shift can go. And we're talking about, I think there was maybe 10 food carts there spread across the whole thing. Now, let's talk power. How are we going to get power to all of these people? Because you can't have generators going in the building. So we had to split off the power. There was a 64 amp or something like that spread around. We took 32 of it just for our stuff, and then we had to split the rest of it between all the food carts. Very interesting stuff. The other thing that was interesting was the smoke alarms. So we got the blame for our hazer. And now our hazer is vegetable glycerin. All right. Basically, it is water, a little bit of oil, and that just creates the haze. That creates the fog. There is nothing like it's safer than most things. I mean, when you're walking around and you've got food carts with their, I don't know, oil fryers, fat fryers, hot plates, all those types of things, there's a lot more burny, smouldering, smoky stuff coming off them than our hazer that is pretty much just water into a coil that evaporates it and turns it into a fog. Yeah. Anyway, it was a great show. We almost got shut down because of the food carts and stuff like that, and the hazer, because it was creating a bit of a haze up in the rafters. So not down low, it was all up top where all the sensors are. Anyway, it was still a lot of fun. The bands were really good. We had Lockie Hayes, El Scratcho. Actually, there was a guy called TK. TK, you can find him on Spotify. I don't know how to find him, though, but TK was awesome. TK did his style of, it was like Cook Island music mixed with a bit of hip-hop, mixed with a bit of reggae, and it was just really cool. And I tell you what, if you've got subs that'll go down to 20 hertz and you find TK's stuff, turn them up. Because that is a one low rumble that absolute, like it doesn't vary, like it doesn't really make noise because it's pretty inaudible down at that 20 hertz thing, but it does make you feel it. Anyway, coming up next, Sam Cullen, Better Than Anything. Just want to say thanks for coming along. Thanks for being a part of the show. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll do it all again, same time, same place, next time you press play. I'm Tom Wana. This was The Sounds of Southland, and this is Sam Cullen, Better Than Anything.
Falling into Sunday morning, vanilla palette, faded sunshine. No, she's effortless looking. She's sleeping, but her hair falls just right. And as she pulls the covers under her chin, she rolls over and back again. It's not like her. It's been a long, long weekend. And as she opens her eyes and closes them, she smiles a tiny grin. I caught her eye just then. Better than anything. in through the cracks in the windowsill, morning come. And as it pulls itself in for the kill, she touches my face and I feel better when I'm laying here. As she pulls the covers under her chin, she rolls over and back again.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.